Fun.
Okay.
Should I come out in the inside?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Isn't that a game for all the family?
What's this?
Incense, a game for all the family.
Oh, not incense, incense. Yeah, that's what Sandy referred to as the goddess incense.
Smells like opium.
Does it have an opium? Yeah, good idea.
Mark really needs that on his knees, you know. It's really good for him. How's your skiing coming along, babe? Crash hot yet?
Saturday.
Crashed?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday you going up?
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings, Mark.
The bitch from Mars.
I don't think I expect anybody to hear that one.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to pop in there so soon. Kind of took me by surprise.
Okay. Now, as we are short on meta concepts to individuals, what we will do is we will work on energy. Kara's idea for this evening will be placed on hold.
Okay.
And as that seems to be between you, Kara, and myself, and nobody else at the moment, you will explain
okay.
the purpose of the white paper and the dot and the candle
and the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I was going to do is work on, first off, being able to feel energy around you, specifically life energy.
Okay.
And the way I was going to do that was take a plant, you close your eyes, and put it in different places, and you'd have to pick out where it is from around you with your eyes closed.
However,
feeling its energy.
However, we do have a way of dealing with that. Johnny.
Yeah.
And I'm showing off.
Oh, okay.
Note where the feline is.
Yeah.
Right. Put your hand out and approach it.
Approach the feline?
Yeah,
with my
just
hand?
Hand out like this. If this was the feline, go like this.
Okay.
But don't touch it.
And should I get as close to it as I can?
Yeah.
Without touching it?
Mm-hmm. About that far should be good. Now, close your eyes. Bring your hand away. Right? Okay, now close your eyes. Now go in gently. And stop when you feel it.
Without actually touching it.
That's correct. Now, bring your hand away again. Take a deep breath. Feel the energy flowing into you. And now try it this time and tell us when you feel his energy. Can you feel his energy?
I'm not sure if it's whiskers or energy.
That's
I don't
not
know how
whiskers.
I don't know how close my hand is to
okay.
it.
Okay, now bring your hand away again.
Okay.
Now bring it in again until you feel his energy. This is something that is used to sense energy fields. For example, eyes closed and I'm not looking at the monitor. Energy field of the plant. And there is warmth coming up from that candle there. If you notice, my hand is staying roughly in a constant pattern of the plant. you see.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do that as a practice for us with plants, felines, and other people.
Okay, I've been practicing crystals too.
Right. Now, the purpose of the candle that we were going to use was paper. Okay, is to put it in between the plant. It's about the same height there. And what we wanted you to do was first of all push the flame away from the plant without seeing it. Such as
draft from that heat?
It is hampering a bit. I did have it standing up properly.
You want me to go turn the heat down?
No, that's not necessary. In fact, it makes it more of a challenge.
Wow. Pretty good.
And now it is going bananas. But that is a rough demonstration. Now, the thing to do next would be, and only the executive would be able to see this at this point, is we put it back in between there, and we would bend it back, which is much easier.
Standing up fine, though.
That does make it more of a challenge. Okay. So you understand what will be happening next time we work on the meta concept.
Okay. And why are we doing it between the plant and the candle?
Because we're using the plant as an energy source.
Oh, I see.
And a target for a cause and effect.
Oh, okay.
There, the candle is now back to normal in its erratic behavior.
I see. So in other words, you'd be drawing it towards the plant's energy.
Correct.
Ah, okay.
A little bit like a star that is sucking energy from another star.
And the other thing has to do with the paper was that little dot I drew on it. That was to be practiced for directing your energy toward that little dot, making it that's the size of energy you're going to direct. That too small, though?
No, that is correct.
Okay, right. Okay, so you want your energy beam to be about that wide.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're talking a really, really small beam.
Right, yes, and see, right. Practice... I mean, you can direct your mind to picture directing the beam, but how to get it down to the size you want, the distance you want, is what I'd use this for.
Right.
Practicing how to get it down to that small from where you're at right now, let's say. We have to do it between secondaries and primaries and inductors. They all use the same beam, you know, the size beam. It'd be good for everybody had we had a full group.
Okay, so that's the significance of that dot. It gives everyone the same size beam to focus on.
Right, yeah.
Is that right? Am I understanding this right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, how close did I get to Kelvin without touching him? Pretty close?
Pretty close.
Yeah, and I could feel him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think it was whiskers or anything.
The more you practice, the more sensitive you will become. There is no other felines around to demonstrate on. And I don't think it would be advisable to disturb him as he seems to be prepping up for a astral travel trip, and he has already inflicted some damage. Tia owes her husband for that.
I'm curious about that.
No, it was Tia.
Oh, it was Tia?
Kiri started it, Tia finished off.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, I'd like to get into a little bit of crystals and their energy.
Mm-hmm.
If I could. And, well, the first question is, how does inclusions of different substances affect the crystal's energy? This one I just picked up was having a chlorine inclusion in it.
Yes, it does affect the energy. And it affects it in different ways depending on the property of the material that is encoded within it.
Okay.
An inclusion will have many different effects depending on, as I said, the source of the material, whether it is organic, inorganic, or another mineral. If you have natives are restless. If you have, for example, in this one, let us say you had gold flaking in there, that would affect it in a different energy pattern than if this one was perfectly clear, which it almost is.
I mean, my healing scalpel just got some pyrite in it.
Correct.
Okay. Now, with this crystal here, normally I get all my energy from crystals from my left hand because I'm drawing them in. This one, I get all the energy from my right hand. Does this mean it's a female crystal or a male crystal compared to the ones I'm usually handling? Or how is that?
It has a different background and runs in reverse due to the substance that has been held within.
Oh, the chlorine. Oh, so that affects its polarity, let's say.
Correct, yes. That is what I just said.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, translate where I understand it.
Ah.
Okay, now there's an Earthkeeper crystal at the rock shop that I picked this up at.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe about 5 feet long and about maybe 3 feet wide. Single or double terminated with one end fairly getting kind of clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe a foot and a half wide. Well, yeah, maybe a foot and a half wide and all around it. Mm-hmm. And about 5 feet long.
Yes, and it is outside your fiscal range.
$15,000, right? It's quite a bit out of my fiscal range. But what I don't understand is I've felt it for energy, you know, being as a crystal point that large, I'd be just booming with energy.
And it was not.
It was dead as a rock. I don't know.
It has not been cared for.
Okay. Now, how would you energize something like that?
First of all, a full moon would be very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very bright day. And talking and being with it.
So in other words, it's sort of an abused sort of crystal, let's say.
Unfortunately, yes. But the energy is very subtle within it. A crystal like that does need companionship.
Okay. Because the lady that put it at the shop got it on consignment. So obviously she picked it up at a real cheap price and realized that somebody would be willing to pay a lot of money for it.
Correct.
And she never cared for what it does except for that big rock, big crystal.
Correct.
Okay. Well, if I hit the lottery, maybe I'll give it a good home, but
it seems as if they're having a party.
A big party.
There is a number of people there?
Yeah. Okay. Right, and then when I was in the shop, I had to keep my senses down because the whole shop was
just vibrating. Totally. Yes, that is correct. That is where shielding comes in use.
Right, that's what I was practicing, was the shielding at that point, because it was overpowering at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it left me kind of shaking a little bit there. But I couldn't find any record keepers. Apparently they don't have any.
No, they are not that common.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
John, I'm hogging all questions.
Oh, I had a lot.
Okay.
I'm very interested in what you've been talking about in the with the inclusions in the crystals and how that actually changes the polarity and the energy flow. Very interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
No, I wasn't either. And there was some smoky quartzes with rutilated in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't get along well with smokies. for some reason. I keep buying them, and they just keep disappearing from wherever I happen to put them, and I can never find them again.
It might be your vibrational frequency. I would have to investigate.
Okay. Another thing is, last week you worked on negative feedback loops.
Correct.
But the way you described it was in the reverse of the way I was taught when we first started doing negative feedback loops way back when.
Yes.
You sent them in through the head.
Whereas originally it was designed to go in through
the root chakra.
Correct.
Right. What? How?
It's just because of the difference of the individuals. They need a fast, quick, rapid result, whereas you were prepared to work slowly.
Okay.
Working slowly is better, but in this case, they needed a quick jolt. So it is a matter of, as been stated in the past, tailoring things to the various individuals.
I see.
Okay.
Now, I was practicing a little bit with going up through your direction now, and it feels like it's a lot more energy.
Correct. It is a faster, quicker process that is used, as I said, to quicken somebody's growth.
Is there more chance for burnout that way?
But however, novices seldom have a high enough energy output to do so much damage.
I see. So theoretically, what you could do is you could start off that way to get yourself
going, but then reverse it later on
so you don't burn out.
Okay, last question, please.
On encounters, or not encounters, on the X-Files that Mark and I have been watching, where they're discussing
abductees
and the Japanese using alien DNA to work with making a combination human-alien hybrid. Well, we've done that already up on Hades.
Correct. No.
They can't do it down here.
It is unlikely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Live long, prosper. It's a joke.
Oh, I forgot to ask him. Oh, shoot me. Won't you do it, please? Fucking shoot me.
Save it.
Oh.
What was the question?
That was about the people coming from Hades base to Earth.
Oh, well, never mind.
The time frame.
Never mind. Okay, last person, and we are going to do this short due to the fact of energy drain. In fact, I think we're going to cut it because Mark's hitting critical.
Okay.
Okay? Right. I'm sorry, but we're concerned for Mark's safety in this case.
Oh,
fuck. He's down redlining at 24.5%, which is critical.
Okay, hello.